Everybody needs to chill. Never figured that that same sell 5 million. Hit the charts like a madman, nothing but hits. Court cases got a face in multiple digits. Dodging cop cars, look at how we come so far. Picture a high school dropout, rolling the double R. House full of happiness and drank. Way out, so in trouble, try to find me, can't. Never vision living longer than my 21st. Thought I'd be locked down, cracked out or in the dirt. And though it hurts to see the change, it comes with the fame. Watch for gossip in the silly game. Down on me, this is the night. Why is everybody caught up in Pac's life? To all y'all conversating on my life, mind your business. Everybody needs to chill.
But we know all the same people, so we got the speed. You taught me first, hey, can't stop a G. And all the shit you went through meant a lot to me. To watch you lock you up and then it was a shame to see. You know, you came and did the same thing to me. I get along with real, this lane to be. Talking loud out of trying to f*** with me. Well, so I pull it out my pocket, let it you see. Now they all in the courtroom blaming me. See, we ain't live the same life, but represent the same struggle. Power to the real, death to the struggle. Money over. Get to know it for your love. Death before the dawn, I never talk to undercover. Live by the same rules. So my tattoo with the same sort of dude with the same short fuse.
Everybody needs to chill. That bounce, moving my face in major way, cause every dollar counts. Buses is jealous and happy, is pumped. They running off at the mouth till I fill it up with my pump. They jump my how to keep them wary while you fronting like you really bad. You scary, I've been knowing you for years. We was high school peers, junior high. I was itching it, and you was ready to die while you was dying to catch a case. To my in foreign places, and even though great, they see my face and they buck. Dying to hurry till I ride. I'm never worried.
New Hank, Coco, Big Sir. Y'all know how this thing goes,
you know.
All eyes on me. Buffalo.
Roll up in the club.
Yeah, right.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I bet you got this that you don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depth. Hell, look where them cowards going. Well, all you steal down, nigga, holler when you see me. And let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of niggas every time we ride. Hitting motherfuckers up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot, fuck with me and get boss later. The future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. I'm 5 double O, Benz, fucking flashy rings. Bitches pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope thing. It seems my main thing was major pay, the game sharper than the motherfucking razor blade. Save money, bring bitches, bitches bring lies. One nigga's getting jealous, the motherfuckers die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but they won't get me. We got four niggas and low riding and steam ass screaming thug like. Every time they pass, all eyes on me. Live the life of a thug nigga until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player.
All eyes on me.
Your pain.
My pain.
It runs deep. Share it with me.
Never take me alive, I'm getting high with my profile. Cops don't need suckers, time to die. Even as a youngster, causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed helped me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash upon the curb. Cause my bitch is bloody. Maybe if they tried to understand me, what should I do? I had to feed my fucking family. What else could I do? I'm slanging with the homies, fuck hanging with some phonies in the club. Got my mind, no danger. Never been a stranger to homicide. My city's full of gangbangers and drive-bys. Why do we die at an early age? He was so young, but still a victim of the 12 gauge. My memories of a corpse, mind full of sick thoughts. And I ain't going back to court, so fuck what you thought. I'm drinking Hennessy, running from my enemies. Will I live to be 23 and so much pain?
On Global 14 Radio, streaming live to you every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Onyx, and this evening, I'm actually kicking it solo. The co-host, Golden Fleece, is out getting his cruise on, getting his vacation time on, so it's definitely just going to be you and I tonight. Hope you don't mind it. I definitely got Young Noble of the Outlaw stopping through to chat with me. Tonight is a very special tribute to the late, great Tupac Shakur. Going to play a lot of pop joints and just remembrance and celebration of his life and, you know, the contribution that he has to hip-hop. So definitely want to get his joints playing tonight. If you want to call in and request something, definitely hit me up, 760-913-4119. Tupac Shakur, one of the greatest rappers of all time. So we're going to give it up to him in celebration of everything that he's done. Before we get into that, if this is your first time checking in with the G14 Radio, the only station, via the brand Global14.com, which is a social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. I know that was a mouthful, an earful, but definitely I want you to go check out the website, Global14. Make sure your phone is put at G14 Radio and at Global14 so you can keep up with everything that we got going on. We do news, exclusive music, releases, parties, blogs, events. There's just a lot going on, so you definitely want to follow us, check it out, and get your accounts today. Also, everybody's been kind of hitting us up, and we appreciate you for your loyalty and checking in with us every Wednesday night, every week, coming back to listen to the shows. The ratings are just incredible, so we can't thank you enough. We really appreciate every single one of you. To get your music considered to be in rotation, you must be on global14.com again, and you can hit up myself at onyx254 or Golden, my co-host, at The Glue, THAGLUE, so you can be considered. We'll go ahead and hit you up and let you know how you can get that popping. Also, models, we do a beautiful music segment. Golden interviews the ladies, and he goes ahead and gives them a feature. He loves it. You get an interview, get a feature, and you also get featured on the site. And we interview you on the show, and we do a heavy promo for you. So if you're a model and you're interested, definitely hit us up again at Onyx254 and at The Glue. Normally, every week, we will go ahead and do some paper charts. We would get into the Billboard numbers, see what's popping, who's hot, who's not. But because it is a Tupac tribute special, I wanted to do something a little different for you guys tonight, so I hope you don't mind. Again, we are going to have Young Noble come out. He has a track called Son of God. We're going to give that a play as well. So shout out to the Outlaws for showing love, coming through the G14 Radio, for letting us know how the days were back when Tupac was out here. So it is a special night. And we're going to go ahead and get into some of Tupac's tracks. I have Brenda's Got a Baby. If you want to hear something, again, 760-913-4119. G14 Radio to cut.
Brenda, can hardly spell a name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just because you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's drop the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And your aunt also thinks that he'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left her and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cry. She didn't realize how much the little baby had an eye. Now the baby's in a trash heap bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but ends up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, Slim, and Brenda's her name, she gotta pay.
Yeah, I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their necks to keep their hopes in check. Cause though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that they need me. Cries when she leaves me. And everybody needs me to squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. Your ass why don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you wanna see me, try to keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing?
All right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your home girl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't? The weekend was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Round and round, round and round.
twisting her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real cheese doing time. Cause the movie bit the truth and told the lie. You think the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the jump. Search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town. Break out a beat clown, baby, doll, are you down? I get around.
I do have a special guest on the line with me tonight. Definitely excited that he was able to join me. I hit him up last minute and he made it happen. Shout out to Young Noble. What's good?
Everything smooth. How are you?
I am good. I am very excited to have you on. Been texting you all day trying to get stuff taken care of. I really appreciate it. I know you said you have to go overseas and fly on the plane and all of that, so I just want to kind of get right into it. First of all, I want to kind of take this time to get to know who you are and the Outlaws, because a lot of people know you through, of course, Tupac Shakur, the group, the Outlaws, and all of that. But we kind of want to get into your background a little bit and kind of go from there. So if you can kind of tell me, what was your background and upbringing, so to speak? And I know you were born in California. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was born in L.A. I was raised in Jersey, Montclair, and Orange, New Jersey. And, you know, just grew up, you know, normal hood story, man. You know what I mean? Hustling at a young age. I've been on my own since, like, I was, like, 13. You know what I mean? You know, moms were strung out. Big bro was strung out. You know, all that kind of shit. But, you know, I was always a smart dude. So you know, even though I was hustling and doing that, when I went to school, you know, I was excellent at whatever I was focused on at the time. And, you know, I got with Pac from Gaddafi. I grew up with Gaddafi. That's Pac's half-brother. Rest in peace. He passed away as well, you know, November 10th, 96, you know, a couple months after Pac passed. You know, I grew up with him in Jersey, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's how I got introduced to Pac through him, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, no doubt we're going to get into that a little bit, too. Okay, wow, didn't know that. Very interesting, and congratulations and much respect to you for staying on that right path and being able to join us here today on the show, because I don't know that many people that can come out of that situation and have a positive outlook on life and the future and all of that. So you can do nothing but respect that.
Yeah, I'm blessed, man. You know, honestly, you know, between my mom and my brother, you know, they gave me great examples of what I didn't want to become, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, getting locked up and, you know, going back and forth to the youth house and, you know, just dealing with the street shit and the homies start, you know, getting killed and all that. You know, I changed my life. I was like, you know, I got to get out of this shit. Once I made that decision to actually leave and go back to Cali, you know, that's when I got introduced to the rap game. It was just like, you know, it was just fate. It was just like one day I was just like, you know what, I'm tired of this shit. Got the fuck out of there. And a couple months after that, I was in the rap game with, you know, the greatest rapper of all time. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That was my next thing I was going to ask you, was kind of, when did you notice you actually had a talent for music? A lot of people get into the industry And a lot of people didn't write since they've been little. How, you know, how was it for you? When did you first start the rhyming and the, you know, writing and rapping and all of that?
Well, I actually first started when I was 12 years old. I was in a group. I was in a group called the Five Clips. You know what I mean? And, you know, mm-hmm. I was the youngest dude in the group. I was like 12, and the rest of the dudes was like, you know, in high school and shit. You know what I mean? And, you know, we used to make little demo tapes and shit, but, you know, it ain't go nowhere. I didn't feel like, you know, it was actually going to pop off. So I stopped, you know what I mean? But when I went back to Cali, you know, when I was 17 and I enrolled back in school and shit, for some reason I started writing every day, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. you know, every day I just got back on it, you know what I mean? Like in the morning before school and after school, I used to just write every day. So I had a whole notebook, man, with about 200 raps, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I finally got with Pop, you know, I was around him probably for about 2-3 months before he even heard me rhyme, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Yeah, so it was just a crazy situation, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. I'm really impressed with the fact that you didn't just, I'm in my room rhyming. You actually went to school and did it before school, after school, maybe during class for a little bit. You know, I just really respect the fact that you were doing your schooling and that at the same time. It takes a lot. So then tell me, describe that experience to me then when you did get an opportunity to meet Pac. I'm sure you already knew who he was and all what he had going on at the time. How was that experience for you?
It was a blessing, you know what I mean? You know, I was going to school, and, you know, when Pac got out of jail, you know, he brought the first two outlaws he brought to L.A. was Gaddafi and Fatal, and them is dudes that I grew up with in Jersey since, like, second and third grade, you know what I mean? And, you know, the whole hood knew that I had left a couple months prior and went out there, so as soon as they got out there, they called me and shit. So I got home from school one day, and you know, my sister was like, Gaddafi and Fatal called you. They said they're out here. So I called them. They're like, yeah, we out here with Pac. I'm like, what? And I knew he had just got out of jail. He had just got out of jail maybe like a week before that shit. So, you know, he brought them out there, and, you know, they like, we out here. So I'm like, I'm coming out there and shit. So, you know, I started going out there with them on the weekend and still going to school, you know what I mean? And, you know, one day Pac, so I asked me about much, he was like, yo, move out here with it. You know what I'm saying? But I was gonna do the clothesline. Like, I was young, fresh, dirty. I was a little flavor, you know what I mean? So he was like, yo, we need to start an outlaw clothing line. He was like, yo, you need money for this. So, you know, he basically told me, like, yo, you need to come out here, drop out of school, come out here and get some money with it. So this was all before he even heard me rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I'm coming out there, you know, I'm you know, just on some soldier shit. You know, I was young, but I was grown than a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Black hair, you know what I mean, holding pistols. I was just on some soldier shit, really. And, you know, I had a notebook full of rhymes, though. Like, I wasn't even thinking, like, yo, I want to be in the group or any of that
right.
shit. But when I finally rapped for him, you know, he was basically mad. Like, yo, you been around this whole time. And didn't rhyme for me. Like,
right.
You know, opposite. And his level of respect shot through the roof for me. Because, you know, usually dudes, you walk in that, you know, we in a mall and 20 dudes would come up wanting to rap for him. So
right.
Here I am living with the nigga and he don't even know I rhyme. And I got a whole book of rhyme. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my Hail Mary rhyme, I wrote that before I was even in the Outlaws. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a whole book of rhyme. So when I finally rhymed for him and shit, you know, he was like, yo, you dope. He was like, let me hear some more shit. So I grabbed my notebook. And I rhymed for him for about an hour, man. And he was like, yo, that's it. You the last member, man. You know, I was number seven, the last member. So I was going to be the first solo artist. Like, before he died, he was about to sign a deal with Quest Records. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was going to be the first solo outlaw to come out. You know what I mean? So dude had a lot of faith in me, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, your story is amazing, just thus far. And then, like I said, that's just respecting you as a business fan. You're on your business, handling it, then you didn't bum rush me. I always tell artists, do not hit these people up like that. It's not the proper time. It's the proper place for the networking and promo and all that. It
no
seems
doubt.
Like you kind of figured all that out before it was even popular to know, you know.
I didn't. it just happened like that. Like, I didn't, you know what I mean? When I went back out there, I was just rhyming every day. I was just writing every day, but, you know, I didn't really, I was going to school. I was like, I'm trying to get me a great job and have a steady income. I wasn't like, oh, I want to be a fucking rapper, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was just around on some soldier shit, but, you know, he thought I was real dope, and he was like, yo, we about to get through a solo deal, and you the last member of the group, and that's it, you know what I mean? But, you know, and then, you know, but the, you know, the crazy shit is, it's like, you know, all the songs he recorded, you know, he was, you know, him and Gaddafi passed away before any songs that we recorded together even came out. Like, Dr. Belly was the first CD that I was featured on. That came out after him and Gaddafi was peaked, you know what I mean? So it's like my whole entry into the game has been like, you know, I never really got to enjoy this shit from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? Even to this day. You know, I got a house full of platinum plaques, and it's like, you know, I never really got a chance to enjoy it because my niggas was going before it even hit the street, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's been a crazy ride, man. But, you know, we outlaws, man, and I guess it was never meant to be easy for us, you know?
I can relate, and I can dig it. I mean, they say if it was easy, everybody be doing it. And one thing, I grew up with this, your music, y'all's music, all of that. I mean, it was awesome.
As far as the outlaws and pop, we made like a huge impact.
Yes, you did.
Let me just say one thing. We made a huge impact from all the music we recorded in less than a year. Like, you got to think, the Outlaws, Pac wasn't alive to put out an Outlaw album. Like, when we did all them songs, we wasn't even signed. We wasn't on Death Row. We was going to be on Machiavelli Records. You understand? It was like, we didn't even get started yet. Like, you know, like, these niggas, these rappers love that Pac in here. It's like, man, the plans was retarded. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had to. You know, we didn't even get started, man. You know what I mean? I was just beginning that shit. Feel me?
Yeah, no doubt. And y'all were like paved the way for all of that MMG and, you know, the artists signing and creating groups and all of that. That came from kind of like y'all started all of that.
You know,
we recognize with it.
I think Wu-Tang really started.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm gonna get out to them. Wu-Tang started the whole group shit and dudes getting different deals, and it was like, you know, us and Pac, you know, we was like, you know, all fans of them. So we was like, you know, we had the same thing in mind for us. Like, I was gonna be a solo. Fatal and Gaddafi was gonna be Fatal and Felony. Napoleon Castro and E.D. was gonna be a different group. You know what I mean? So, you know, Wu-Tang, I'm gonna get them. I'm going to get them their props for that.
No doubt. Already. As far as my era, because when I think about it, I don't even know. I was a child. But from what I could see and what I grew up with, it was pretty much you guys and Wu-Tang as well and the Greats. So in saying that, you pretty much had a lot of consistency yourself. And like you said, the Outlaws and weren't even signed. You had a lot of consistent mixtapes and albums, and you have a huge fan base. A huge, incredible fan base. What do you think it is? What exactly are you guys doing marketing-wise that enables you to stay in this industry as long as you have? I mean, you've been in it quite a while.
Honestly, I don't think it don't got nothing to do with marketing at all. I think it got to do with the heart and the spirit and the message we put in our music. You know what I'm saying? I think really that's what it all boils down to. You know, we done been on over 70 million records fucking with Pac. You know, we the only group who done been on that many records and never been signed to a major label. Like, we've been independent, you know, since he passed away and been doing our numbers, you know, on an independent level, you know, touring every year and, you know, really the streets really feed us, man. I don't think marketing really don't have nothing to do with it, man. I think it's just actually putting, you know, some heart, some integrity, and some real shit in this music that the fans can really hold on to, and they support us, man, and they check for us, and they, you know, they request us to these promoters or book us to shows, and you know, they keep us alive, man. You know what I mean? Without them doing that, you know, we wouldn't be still here doing what we're doing. You know what I mean?
No doubt. And I have to say, I couldn't help but to text around real quick when when you said you'd do the show, and people lost it. You know what I mean? I lost it, but of course I had to get myself together so I could speak with you tonight. But a lot of people, I just got a text just now. Like, people, they can't believe. You know what I'm saying? Because Pac did make it. Of course, he's one of the greatest rappers, if not the greatest of all time. But, you know, you guys, the impact that you made, like you said, on the hip-hop community and just music itself is just crazy. It's a whole new movement. And, again, I just love the fact that you're consistent with it. You got a lot of stuff popping off now. Tell me kind of about your current project that you have at work right now.
Well, I got the Outlaw Nation mixtape that's dropping October 15th, and then I got my solo album Son of God dropping November 13th. It's my first solo album in like 11 years, man.
Wow.
I only dropped one solo album. That came out in 2001. I've been doing a lot of different side projects. Like, I did an album with me and Lazy Bone. I did one with me and Stickman from Dead Prez. You know, we just do a lot of different independent projects. When you're independent, you got the freedom to do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, me and Hussein Fader, we did an album together. Like, you know, all the Outlaw fans, they got all these projects and shit. But, you know, yeah, so I got the Son of God dropping, and I'm real excited about that, man. It's like, it's the epitome of, you know, everything Pac was trying to teach us as far as this music is concerned, man. It's like, you know, I don't rap for the radio or the clubs or, you know, for none of that shit, man. I rap for the motherfuckers who, you know, who've been supporting us and you know, motherfuckers who actually listen to try to get something from it. You know what I mean? I rap for them. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we made the kind of music that's so real that, you know, if you can't feel it, then you just ain't real. I really feel like we make that kind of music. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, when you make songs, like, when you hear a song like Dear Mama or something like that, like, that might not be your favorite song, but if you can't listen to that and say that this is something real, then you just ain't real. Then you just ain't, you know, I feel like we've been making that kind of music, you know, our whole career. And I feel like, I don't know, man, you just gonna have to hear my album. I just feel like it's a certain kind of music that we make that none of these other dudes can make, man. It's a formula that Pac taught us, man. And I really, you know, went back to the roots with this one for the Son of God, man. The streets been begging for me to do a new solo, man. So I had to really go in on this, you know.
Already, I'm excited about it. Like, the cover itself, I told you in the text, the cover is just amazing. I mean, it's something about it. It's captivating, and it makes you feel like this is going down. Like, you
cover,
really.
I like the cover, but it ain't. It's the music. When you hear the music, you're gonna be like, okay, it's serious, man. I promise you. Like,
I'm excited. No, and I need to get the exclusive because, you know, that's, I have that luxury being in the radio and all of that. In this media,
yeah.
Please send it to me. I will be looking for it, and I'm very excited to hear that album and the music that you have coming out now. I have to go back and do a little bit of my homework and check out a couple of these mixtapes. I'm very.
Yeah, I just dropped a mixtape. This is what you should get first. The one I just dropped in March is called Outlaw Riders, and it's me featuring every song I'm featuring. Different artists in the game. Like, I got everybody and their mama on it. Go on that piss and type in Young Noble, Outlaw Riders, Volume 1. Now, when I'm talking about this cold, like, that was definitely one. That mixtape I dropped was colder than most albums that came out this year. It came out March this year.
And you know what? We talked about it on the show. I gave it a slight review on the mixtapes because it was hot. Everybody had it. It was like the number one download that week. It was crazy. And we talked about it on the show because we do that. We do the mixtapes and go over the little billboard. We do the numbers and all of that here on the show. I usually have a co-host, but yeah, we're real familiar with the streets and what's going down out there. We have our ear to it.
Well, I appreciate it, man.
No, we appreciate you. I mean, it's just, I know I'm stumbling over my words, but again, I was just very excited that you had the opportunity speak for me tonight, because I mean, it's just crazy. I've been listening to you guys' music for a very long time, so again, it means a lot to me to be able to talk to you. I'm a fan, so you know, it's different. It's not like I'm at work right now, so.
I appreciate it, though. Trust me, I really appreciate it. No doubt.
Well, as you know, tonight I did ask you to come on because it was a tribute that I wanted to do for Tupac, somebody that I definitely admire and have looked up to and play his music daily throughout the year, not just anniversaries and birthdays and whatnot.
Okay.
I wanted you to share with us something that we can't hear on the documentary, something that we haven't seen on the internet, just something personal or something that, you know, you could share with the audience and everybody that's listening tonight, one of your cherished moments.
You hit me on the spotlight. Let me think of something y'all might not know. I don't know, man. You had to ask me something specific. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just
okay, how about on tour? How about on tour, on stage, at a concert? One of the most craziest times, experiences you guys all had.
You know what, man? Every day was crazy with that guy, to be honest with you. I can't even, you know, just going... Just, you know, on a regular day, you know, we might want to go, you know, to the movies or something. You know what I mean? It'll be like a crazy situation. Like, it was Pac. Like, you know, I remember, you know, one time we went to a concert. I think it was like R. Kelly's concert in L.A., man. And I remember when the concert was over, you know, we were standing, like, you know, in the crowd, like, toward the front. You know what I mean? Pac, you know, him and Kels was cool, man. So we went down there and shit, and I remember they cut the lights on, and this is a big amphitheater. Like, it might have been like 20,000 people there or something. You know what I mean? This is in L.A. I forgot where it was at, but one of them spots, and I just remember the whole audience was like, oh, they're going to Pop. And it was like, you know, us, we the outlaws, we ain't had no... all these security with us. It's us. Mind you, we all was young. I was and it was like, I wasn't used to this shit. I'm from Jersey.
Right.
Like, you know, all these eyes on us. It's like, I'm like, yo, man, we, you know what I mean? But the whole fucking crowd surrounded us and followed us outside just chanting, like just going crazy over this guy. Like, they literally had the car surrounded probably for about 45 minutes, man. Like, Pac had to stand on top of the car and just cut, like, beg these people, like, please, like, just let us go.
Oh, my
goodness.
But
it was love, though. It wasn't like, you know, they
yeah.
were not like, I don't know, or nothing. But,
no.
You know, I was just like, you know, when that shit, I was just like, man, this guy's a living legend, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in the flesh, walking around, you know what I mean? So it was just like, it's just too many stories, man. Like, every day, there was a story. No doubt about it. It was something was going to happen. You know what I mean? That was just
right.
That was just the nature of, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just, like I said, I can't thank you enough just for coming through real quick tonight and
no
chit-chat with me. I actually want to bring you back for a full interview with fans calling in and commenting and all of that. You got a lot of crazy fans too, and I want them all to call in and speak with you when you get
just
ready to drop this album.
Just reach out when you're ready and let's get it done, and I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. You have no idea. I have no idea how excited I am tonight to have you on, and definitely going to play this for everybody. Everybody that's listening, make sure, go ahead and give them your networks and all of that you want them to follow you on and hit you up on.
You can follow us on Twitter at The Outlaw, THEOUTLAWZ.
All right, you guys, there you have it. The Outlaws, I promise you, he's going to come through and say a little something, and he did. I really appreciate you again for coming through tonight. I know you have a busy schedule, so thank you so much.
Everybody have a blessed night. Just holler when you're ready. We'll get it done.
All righty, going down.
All right, 100, bud.
What's up? Tupac. Let me come swoop you up.
You know I got a man.
I know you got a man, but he's gonna mind if I take you out.
Of course he gonna mind.
You take your lunch. I'll have you back before we get home. Before anybody sees. Oh, come on.
You don't like me.
Please.
since I met you, I could beat the pressure. It's like your man don't understand, all he does is stress you. I could see his state of misery from the introduction. He follows truck in the gutter. This all is disgusting. Maybe we can see a better way, find a brighter day. Late night phone conversations, would that be okay? I don't wanna take up all your time, be the next in line. Tell me your size, let me find you things you keep in mind. I can see your cautious and I'm careful not to scare you. The anticipation of love making got you shaking when I'm standing near you. Moves of precision will prepare you in case you get scared. That's the man in the mirror. Now the picture's getting clearer. All he does is hit you hard. I tell you to leave him, and you tell me keep my faith in God. I don't understand. I just wanna bring you home. I wonder should I leave you alone to find a woman of my own? All the homies tell me that you don't deserve it. I contemplate, put in my heart, I know you're worth it. Tell me, can you get away?
Evan, can you get away? Come on. Let's go. Can you get away?
Can you get away? Can you get away? Let's go, man. Get up out of there. Can you get away? Do you love him? Do you love that man? Could it be my destiny to be lonely and checking for these bitches that be on me because they phony? With you is different. I got no need to be convinced. Cause I can tell my life with you would be delicious. The way you lick your lips and take your hits got me addicted. I'm sitting here hoping that we can find some way to kick it. Even though I got the digits, gotta struggle to resist it. Slowly advance when it's my chance not to miss it. You blow me kisses when he ain't looking, now your heart took it. My only wish is that you change your mind and you get shook. Wanna take your hand, but you're scared to follow. Come see tomorrow, hoping I can take you through the pain and sorrow. Let you know I care, that someone's there for your struggle. Depend on me when you have needs or they struggle. I wanna give you happiness and maybe even more. I told you before, no time to wait. We can look up at the store, can you get away? In the position of pressure and awkward competition, me and you was meant to be my destiny. No longer lonely, cause now it's time for you and me. All I can see, a happy home, that's my fantasy. But my reality is problems with your man and me. What can I do? Don't wanna lose you to the sucker. Cause if you touch it, I got some drama for that buster. Don't wanna rush it, but make your mind up fast. Nobody knows, or who controls, will it last? Before I ask, I hope you see that I'm sincere. And even if you stay with him today, I'm still here. I refuse to give up, cause I believe in what we share. You're living in prison, and what he's giving can't compare. Cause everything I feel for you, I wanna let you know. Passionately yours, and I never let you go. Tell me, can you get away? Got to go through all this drama and this stress with this old happy man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put you in a position where you got to give up your lifestyle to have to get me, but man, he ain't even taking care of you. He's beating on you and shit. Look how you look. Some motherfucker ought to be with that. You know what I'm saying? Shake that sucker for the night. Let me show you what this.
So many questions. Rican fire to conceive. Now you're getting calls at the house, guess you're cheating. That's all I need to hear, cause I'm leaving. I'm out the door, never no more will you see me. This is the end, cause now I know you've been cheating. I'm a sucker for love.
Radio tonight, a little different. We're not doing the same thing that we do every Wednesday night. However, we will be back next Wednesday night doing what we normally do, and my co-host will be joining me right now. He's out on the cruise, definitely jealous, but shout out to the homie at the glue because he did need a vacation. I also just want to take this time to let you know again, G14 Radio is via the Globe. G14 Radio is the station via the social network global14.com. Global14.com is your main Dupree social networking site, so make sure you go over there. You can find me on there. You can find my co-host on there. You can pretty much find a lot of people and a couple of celebrities as well. Get on there, get your network on, and holla at it. Again, tonight, a Tupac tribute. Shout out to Young Noble of the Outlaws for coming through, saying a little something, speaking on Tupac. That was really exciting. To hear about the times that they had together and how he, you know, met Tupac and became a part of the Outlaws. He does have a mixtape out right now, and he is dropping an album in November, so we're going to have him back on the show. If you want to call in and speak with him, 760-913-4119 is the number. Lock it in your phone. Get used to it. Get ready to dial it every Wednesday night. Kick it with us. Again, Tupac tribute. I just want to jam Tupac pretty much all night until I let you guys go. So I thank you for tuning in tonight. Also, artists listening, if you want to be considered and get your music played for next Wednesday or any other Wednesday coming up, you definitely need to get on Global 14 and hit me there. I'll shoot you my email so we can get it popping and see what it do. Another Tupac jam coming for you. A lot of my favorites I'm playing, but I'm also playing a lot of yours as well. So here we go, Tupac, Live and Die in L.A.
Go out to L.A. New anthem. Love part two. To live and die in LA. West side.
To live and die in LA, where everybody try to fatten their pocket. So many hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing, currency chasing. Worldwide through the hard times, worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a beam. Turn a loss on a blind to a broken man's dream.
a hard lesson. Court case to keep them guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cause we more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money over cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the thin. What's the worst they could do to a player? Got me lost in hell, to live and die in L.A. on bail. My people say, live and die in L.A. Constant danger, South Central LA, can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb, watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I serve so many homies getting three strikes and tossed to jail. Swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry, cause it's home now. I'm just a player on his own now. Living like Thug style, so I can't smile. Writing to my loved ones, sending them pictures. Thinking Cali just done and switches. Better learn about the dress code. All the motherfuckers copycats, these and jeans. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every brother in the lane got a little bit of thug in them. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll tear the roof off just this. Cause it's a time in L.A.
The place to be.
To live in time in L.A.
Back to what we play.
raise kids and say, hey, that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Take a piece out of my life or a song out of my music and say this is what I'm about, because you know better than that. And if you take me out the game, you're not going to want to see the next one. Trust me. Take me out the game, you're not going to want to see this next dude, because he ain't going to have no compassion. What I want people to know is that don't support the phonies. Support the real. You know what I mean? How can these people be talking about how they're so real and they don't care about our community? How can they be talking about what they all this, you know, the hood, blah, 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 blah. They don't care about our community. You know what I mean? Listen to the words that people say in their lyrics and tell me if that's some real if that's real to you. You know what I mean? Listen to what they're saying. Don't just bob your head to the beat. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it. You know what I mean?
And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave.
hate from my women while we rape our women. Do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady and make the baby. And since the man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the ghetto didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. Off the bump about my curfew and broke the rules. Run with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my mic. Dream of how about the mic and make it to the light screen. My body lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this humanity. No, no, no. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth, and the truth is it ain't no hope for the future. And then they wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive because it's a setup.
Every block is kind of me. Put on a block, That shit is constantly hot on my block. It never fails to be gunshot. Can't explain the mother's pain when her son drops. Black males living in hell, where will we prevail? Fear in jail, but crack sales got me living well. In a sense, it's suicidal is the thug life. Staying strapped, forever trapped in this drug life. God help me, cause I'm starving, can't get a job. So I resort to violent crime, if my life is hard. Can't sleep, that's all the dirt, make my heart hurt. Put in work and shed tears for my dead peers. Misled from childhood, where I went astray. To this day, I still pray for a better way. Can't help but feel hopeless and heartbroken. From the start, I felt the racism cause it's dark. Couldn't quit, the bullshit made me represent. Hit the bar, played the star everywhere I went. In my heart, I felt alone out here on my own. I closed my eyes and picture home on my block.
On my block.
And I can't help but wonder why so many young kids had to die. Caught strays from AKs in the drive-by. Swollen pride and homicide don't coincide. Brothers cry for broken lives, mama come inside. Cause our block is filled with danger. Used to be a close-knit community, but now we're all cold strangers. Time changes up the stone, them crack pipes. All up and down the block, exterminating black life. But I can't blame the dealer. My mama's welfare check has brought the next man chrome wheels. Shit's real, I know you feel my tragedy. A single mother with a problem child, dad free. Hanging out, picking up gang, sipping cheap liquor. Gaming the hoochies open, I can get to sleep with her. It's a man's work. Staying strapped, fantasies of a nigga living fat. But hell back, pipe dreams can make the night seem hopeless. Wide eyed and losing focus on my block. On my block, fucked all the hoes. My first piece of pussy that I got on 112 feet, 7 acres, to my motherfucking block. And block parties in the projects, laughing the way past daylight. A young nigga learned to break. Now I used to play fight with my homies, but they stuck in the pen. I seen them ends, but it's up on the friend. In my mind, I see the same motherfuckers falling. Alcohol to make the lazy niggas slip and fall. Mr. Fall, I know the young niggas understand it. Growing up in this world where everything is endless. I reminisce on the past time. Past crimes, trying to cop a slice of pizza with my last time. Can't explain just what attracted to the dirty gang. Gold chains, some extra change, and the street fame. And what's strange is everybody know my name. Swear they all know me. A lot of cash make a nigga change. I hit the green, just the main thing. Feeling pain for all the niggas that I lost to the gang. From my block, that's what.
Rest in peace to all the motherfuckers that passed away. From all the blocks I'm from. 12th Street, 7th Avenue, New York, up there. You know what I'm saying? 183rd and Wall. My block. That's right. 127th and Morningside. My block. That's right. Cater Avenue. Baltimore. My block. That's right. In the jungle, Marin City. My block. That's right. Los Angeles. My block too. Okay. Can't forget Oaktown. That's my block. Shut up. And all other blocks around this motherfucker. Houston, Florida, St. Louis, Tennessee, Miami, Chicago. All y'all niggas stay kicking up dust. Represent the motherfucking block.
T4C video the cut. Thank you everybody for still tuning in with us, jamming with me to the Tupac jams. Not doing too much talking tonight. Just celebrating the legacy of Tupac Shakur through his music. As you can see, classic and timeless, one of the greatest rappers of all time. I dare somebody to disagree. shout out to Young Noble again of the Outlaws for coming through tonight and speaking on Tupac. It was very cool for him to take the time out of his busy schedule. He's actually overseas right now, so we appreciate him for stopping through the G14 Radio. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at G14 Radio, at Global 14. And I'm going to go ahead and actually play a track from Young Noble, Son of God. And that album drops in November, and we are going to have him back. So shout out to the Outlaws. We appreciate you, and much respect. Salute.
I'm just the son of God. I shall evolve. I'm in tune with the earth, the sun and
another scripture out that dog Bible. This that dog motivation, I carry the title. They want you blindfolded, my third eye open. Hope for the hopeless, voice of the voiceless. If you don't know nothing else, you better stay focused. If you don't know nothing else, you don't know nothing. I don't do this music just to try to say it's trying to say it. Motherfucker, I'm really trying to tell you something. Come on, question, you listening for beats or the fucking swag? I'm a different kind of rapper, I don't need to brag. No rap gimmicks, no facade, no fake image. I'm God's child, made in his image. Yeah, I'm thinking God was a black man. Outlaw immortal man, mortals wouldn't understand. Damn, do your history and you will see. The first man on the earth looked just like me. My people powerful beyond belief, but they don't fear God, they fear the police. And that judge in that black robe, lock me in the black hole, take my black soul. Rap is commercial now, they got rid of the black soul. From the concrete, my mama raised a black bro. I can achieve anything. And you ain't even asking no questions, believing anything. Sick of niggas shucking and jiving all on my flat screen. Same old shit, ain't nobody saying a damn thing. Corrupting these young minds, feeding them lies, they fear truth. We the ones the industry been trying to hide. My only fear of death is reincarnation. Heart of a soldier with the brain to teach a whole nation. Still I rise to the occasion. Failure's never been an option, wasn't part of the equation. I can hear Pac's voice raining down from the heavens. I'm the last outlaw, lucky number 7. I made the cipher complete, only right I complete the mission. Now I fully understand what he was really kicking. Carry the torch of a movement, lead the soldiers. We outlaws, it ain't never gonna be easy for us. Voice to the underdog, raised on the curb. We will never get the love or the credit we deserve. When you carry in the burden of truth, the devil close by. But I ain't finna fall for the trap, thanks to the Most High. Carry in the burden of truth, the devil close by. Outlaw shit is forever, it'll never die. It'll never die.
C14 Radio, the Cut, bringing you an exclusive track from Young Noble out of the Outlaws. Lucky number 7, the last one standing, the last one of the Outlaws. Nice, nice, very heavy lyrics, much passion in his voice. You guys, make sure you check that out. He also has a couple of mixtapes out. Well, they've been consistent. They have a lot of mixtapes out, so make sure you check those out. Will be a quick night tonight again, which is jamming Tupac, not doing too much talking, not doing too much calling, taking calls, just, again, playing this music, celebrating the legacy of Tupac Shakur.
Well, I appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. So back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Said tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor and us a little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama with things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. Who's thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman, it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama?
Place no one above you.
You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
There ain't nobody telling.
relative was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent in the rent too. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix such a hot plate. Just smoking with the scraps she was giving. And mama made miracles, everything to give it. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
dear mama.
You
all appreciate it. To lick and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me. And all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. There's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Tupac joins tonight, anniversary is actually tomorrow, but we are doing a tribute for him tonight on D4T Radio The Cut. I want you guys to make sure that you check out www.tasf.org. That is Tupac Amaru Shakur Foundation. Go ahead and check that site out. Lots of things that the foundation is doing for the children. So shout out to Ms. Afini Shakur, who's still keeping that going. Very nice website, very wonderful people. I had an opportunity to speak with them last week. So we are going to ride out G14 Radio Cut again via global14.com, Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. You got to excuse me tonight. Could barely speak, slight cold, but, you know, I'm going to just be real with you guys. I appreciate you spending every week with us. Golden will be back next week. I miss the homie at T-H-A-G-L-U-E. It's his Twitter. I'm at ONYX254. Check us out next Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back with the regular cut. Rest in peace to the late and great Tupac Shakur.
How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young, as the heaven forged. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My niggas, we the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, as the heaven forged. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My nigga, we the last ones left. Life goes on. Call, raise the key, loped out and play.
passed out and blaze with me. 2 in the morning and we still high ass out. Screaming just till I die before I pass out. But now that you're gone, I'm in the zone thinking I don't wanna die all alone. But now you're gone, and all I got left is thinking memories. I love them niggas to death. I'm drinking Hennessy while trying to make it last. I drank a fit for that ass when you pass, cause life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left, but life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. Be a lie if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last ones left, and life goes on. Yeah, nigga, I got the word as hell. You blue trowel and the judge gave you 25 with an L. Time to prepare to do fair time, won't be parole. Imagine life as a convict that's getting old. Plus with the drama with looking out for your baby's mama. Taking risks while keeping cheap chicks from getting on her. Life in the hood is all good for nobody. Remember gaming on dumb hotties at your party. Me and you know two or two. While gaming on hits and getting tricks that maybe we can slot in two. But now you bubby, rest niggas cause I ain't wubby. I love you saying goodbye at the cemetery. Though memories fade, I got your name tatted on my arm. So we both born to my dying day. Before I say goodbye, Kato and mental rest in peace. Talk till I die. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. I'd be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. My nigga, we the last one left. And life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets? Rest in peace, young nigga, there's a heaven for a G. I'd be alive if I told you that I never thought of death. My nigga, we the last one left. Cause life goes on. Bury me smiling with G's in my pocket. Have a party at my funeral. Let every rapper rock it. Let the hoes that I used to know from way before kiss me from my hands and my soul. Give me a paper, a pen, so I can write about my life of sin. A couple of bottles of gin in case I don't get in. Tell all my people I'm a rider. Nobody cries when we die. We outlaws, let me ride until I get free. I live my life in the fast lane. Got police chasing me. To my niggas from old blocks, from old roofs. Niggas that guided me through back in the old school. Pour out some liquor, have a toast for the homies. See, we both gotta die, but you chose to go my focus. And brothers miss you while you gone. Left your nigga on his own. How long we moan? Life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the streets?
Life goes on, homie. Passed away. Niggas doing life. Niggas doing 50 and 60 years and shit. I feel you, nigga. Trust me, I feel you. You know what I mean? Last year, we poured out liquor for you. This year, nigga, life goes on. You finna clock mail, get money, evade bitches, evade tricks, get flagged, there's plenty of space. The bank is just represent for you, baby. Next time you see your niggas, we gon' be on top, nigga. You gon' be like, God damn, the niggas came up. That's right, baby, life goes on. And we up out this bitch. Hey, Kato, mental, y'all niggas make sure it's popping when we get out here, man. Don't front. Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, niggas. I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock tripping off Sherm.
collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning is the game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for war, you got a brother back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. Mad at you. Distant cousins, fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing, knowing that we buzz it, used to catch us on the roof or behind the stairs. I'm getting ripped and I reminisce on all the times we said. Besides pumping and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. Rewind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way the guns blow. And even though we separated, you said that you wait. Don't get nobody no coochie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eyes. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy here. I feel proud, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad, I'm knocking busters on their backs. In my cell, picking hell, I know one day I'll be back. As soon as I touch down, I told my girl I'll be there. So prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving G, most hated by enemy, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it, so the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faded. In a younger day, so full of pain with a weapon's blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better day. Cause crime pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger day. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. That I keep a Glock beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. You niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.